Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mississippi Success, your one stop for conversations with individuals from and in Mississippi.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, where women share their dreams, struggles, and successes, how they were able to persevere despite the fear and create the life they want and deserve. If you're looking for inspiration to move you past where you normally would stop, then this is the show for you. Here's your host, Melissa Banks.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. I'm excited you could be with us today. I'm your host, Melissa Banks. Today we have another amazing woman to share her journey with us and how she was able to keep going despite the circumstances. Our guest today is Satoria Christen. Satoria is an author. She's a speaker, a podcast host, inspirational mentor, and teacher. Welcome to the show, Satoria.
Thank you so much. I am so glad to be here.
I'm excited to talk with you because just preparing for this interview, one thing that just jumps off the page that's in your bio and your social media is your passion, that you are passionate about encouraging others to be the best version of themselves. Share with us how you able to do that.
I'm passionate about other people because I've been in a place in my life where no one was passionate with me. And I had those who were, but I felt like, you know, it doesn't kill us to be kind. And I feel like you go a long way when you are kind. And so I have a lot of empathy for a lot of situations. And so I learned it takes a lot to be negative compared to being positive. So I rather see things as the glass half full compared to just seeing something that's just negative all the time.
What are some ways that you pour into others? I know that you speak and you do some other things, but somewhere I read that you said that you connect is a connection that you have with the people that you encounter. Where is that coming? Is that a special gift or is that how you've always been? Talk to us about that.
So people have always said I've been a really nice person. but I mean, the biggest thing for me connecting with people is one, I'm a teacher now. I was military, but I believe in just simple conversations. I believe in just being cordial in learning someone. And so it allows me to have conversation. My husband says, I never meet a stranger. And I used to take offense to it, but now I'm like, I love meeting strangers because I want to know how I can impact your life in a positive way and vice versa. Mm. And I believe that my past and my present time frame helps me when it comes to people.
Oh, I love that. And Satoria, I have to share one of the things about me prior to just leaning into my calling is I was one of those people that wouldn't talk to people if they didn't talk to me. So we could stand right next to each other, and if you didn't say anything to me, I wouldn't say anything back. My family used to tease me about that. Now I am talking to people, two or three people back down the line. I'm the talker, so because I want people to be impacted when they meet me, and I definitely agree with you on that. You mentioned, Satoria, that you used to be military. I know that you served in the Air Force for 21 years. Thank you for your service. I have to say
thank
that.
You.
Do you feel that that time in the service prepared you, though, for this time that you're in now, and that's where that genuine desire to impact people's lives have come from?
You know, I'm going to be not even just the military, but my life prior. I truly believe that things we go through in life is not in vain. And as a believer of Christ, I had to learn the hard way that the things that happened to me in my past prepared me for what is today. So I'm able to really sympathize with people who go through certain things because I've been through it. And so things that happened to me, even in the military, I have been able to utilize the things that I've learned, the things that I've been through, and even how I came out of it. I've been able to minister to people through, one, my actions, two, you know, writing it down in a book, but three, just being there for people, genuinely just listening to them and letting them know, hey, I've been there. So let me tell you how I went through it, not saying you can do it the same way, but hey, this is what happened to me. And so where it opens up doors for people to be like, oh, man, somebody else has been through this walk, not just me.
And absolutely. And that changes people's lives. And also when you share, that's why this show is important to me, because when you share that you did go through some stuff and this is what you did to overcome it, like you said, it may not be the exact thing that they need to do, but it will encourage them to know that, you know what, I can move through this. So that is absolutely wonderful. Okay, let's talk about your book, Authentic Transparency, Forgiveness to Freedom. What was the inspiration behind the book? And tell us about that.
Honestly, it was a lot. It took me a couple of years to write it. I started it and I stopped. I started and stopped. And then in 2020, my mentor came to me and was like, you really need to finish this book. And so I finally hooked up with my publisher. We had a sit-down meeting. That was January 2020. And the book was done, completely done. I had completely rewrite it. So if we say when I started it, I technically started it January 2020. I was done with it, writing it by the summer, by June 2020. And what came behind it was I needed to be free. I didn't have a clue what the name was going to be, none of that. I didn't come up with none of the names or anything until my publisher, when it was time to publish it. I had already sent it to my editor, got all of that done, but I had no title of the book. And God gave me authentic transparency. And so when I was writing it up, and it said, it asked me for a subtitle. I was like, a subtitle? And my editor had said, you probably want to come up with a subtitle. I was like, eh. And I came up with, you know, well, God gave me forgiveness to freedom. And I won't lie, when I first wrote it and had it, I didn't know what impact it was going to do until now. And it has allowed me to literally experience the freedom. Writing that book, I became free writing the book. Things that I held on to that I thought I had forgiven and moved on, nah. Like, it literally took a lot out of me to write certain chapters and literally be honest with myself that, man, that hurt at that time, including my mom's death, which is one of the biggest part of that book. That chapter is called Final Goodbye, and it talks about that final goodbye to my mom. And I didn't realize how I was still that little girl still hurting, even though she died as I was an adult. And so it literally allowed me to be set free, hence why forgiveness to freedom. So that's what I teach on now. That's what I minister through, is how forgiveness can lead to your complete, total freedom.
Oh, wow. That's so powerful. Thank you for that. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Our guest today is Shatoria Christian. She's an author, speaker, podcast host, inspirational mentor, and teacher. Let's talk about, one of the things I'd like to talk about on the show is some challenges that you face as you go through. I know your entrepreneur journey started after your Air Force journey, but there was also some challenges there, I'm sure. But if there's something that you can share with our audience that you had to overcome in order to keep going.
So here's the crazy part. I actually started entrepreneurship while in the military, and crazy part doing that and the challenges were, one was being in the military, for one, learning who I was, for two, and what I really wanted to do, networking. But one of the biggest challenges for me was being a Black woman in the military, doing all these things, and also just trying to break generational curses. That was a huge challenge for me, because I later on became that Black sheep of the family, which I'm quite okay with. I am quite okay with that. But that was a huge challenge, is breaking generational curses and leaving home, going into the military. My cousin did it first, and then I did it right after him. That was a huge challenge for me, is breaking those curses from what I've seen and I grew up with. And I didn't do it just because, you know, I didn't know at the time generation curses really was, but I did it because I didn't want, I lived a certain way and I didn't want to live that way. Growing up a certain way, I wanted to be very different. And that's what I do now. I set myself up to be very different, despite who it hurts or who has a problem with it. I don't want my kids feeling like they have to go through the same thing when they don't have to.
No, wow, that's awesome. I did want to talk to you about the anthology that you were a part of, which is really awesome to me. And congratulations, because it is a bestseller on Amazon right now. Women with Unshakable Faith. I just love that. Talk to us about that and how that happened.
Oh, my God. So crazy thing about it is when that came about, I had just hosted my annual I Am Forgiveness of Freedom retreat here in San Antonio, and I was in a very bad mental space 2022, very bad mental space. I had checked out, and I was going to cancel it, but God was like, nope, you still want to do it, and so did my team. I'm like, okay, we're going to go through this. And I remember October 16th, I gave God my yes. I said, okay, God, what we doing? And God was like, trust me. And I was like, okay, we're going to trust you. And Dr. Paulette Harper, who is the author of the book, she's the lead author, she had put this post out about collaboration. And so that's something I steered away from a lot, is collaborating with people when it comes down to books. I was like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to collaborate with anybody. But God was like, nah, you got to trust it. So I did the author's call, and I heard everything that she was providing for this book. And I said, you know what, it's not going to hurt. And so I jumped on board right there and then. It was dope. I had a great time because it allowed me to be amongst other women to get my story out. Even though I've already had a book out, this allowed me to, one, meet other people, but two, just getting out of my way of things that I wouldn't normally do and just trusting God and just doing it. And so that comes, you know, the Women with Unshakable Facebook. And I'm like, wow, I'm a whole Amazon bestseller. I'm like, cool beans. What else can I do? So I'm like, I could do that. I could do some other stuff. But it did it. It taught me a lot. I got a lot of lessons and learning. I'm big about asking questions. And so that's something that I did for sure, was definitely asking questions.
Oh, that's wonderful. And the title of the book just jumped out to me, Women with Unshakable Faith. And when I say that, when I read that title, it does something to me. So congratulations again on that. One of the things
Thank
I wanted
you.
To mention, and I also mentioned this with our guests, is I know that as women entrepreneurs, we wear a lot of hats. You know, I mean, just reading your titles, you're doing so much. And you're a wife, and you have family obligations. And sometimes you can feel like you have a lot going on. You need a moment to refill yourself, to encourage yourself, or just be still. Share with us, what do you do in those moments?
So I won't lie, I like to support other friends who are doing something that I can relax at, that I'm not working or anything of that nature. So I just came back home from a friend of mine. She has a retreat called Sweatpants and Chill Retreat, a place where we don't have to get dressed up. We just be normal. But we get spoken to. And like you said, I do a lot and I pour out a lot because I'm a teacher, I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a grandmother. I just retired from the military, so an author and a publisher. So I do all these things, and I'm like, I need a moment for me. And so the Sweatpants and Chill literally came just in time for me this year to have my once-a-year trip for myself, and that's what I did. And I literally relaxed for 5 days. I went in early, and I literally just chilled out. And where she headed at this year was in the middle of just beautiful trees and water. And I literally just relaxed and got fed. It was absolutely an awesome, awesome trip. I try to do a trip once a year just to give back to myself. That's important for me.
That's absolutely awesome, because you can't keep pouring and keep pouring. I just believe it. You have to refill you so that you can give to others. And that's a great way to do it. And you're supporting another entrepreneur. So that's pretty awesome. What words of encouragement or advice can you give to our listeners that are listening that can relate to your story and some of the things that you've shared, but they just haven't been able to move? They've been stuck in it. How can, are there some words of encouragement or something that you would like to leave them with?
I would definitely say jump for it. I just came out with my first magazine, and I ain't gonna lie, I was scared and I was nervous, but I just jumped. And that's the scariest thing of all, is jumping. But you got to trust the process. It's not going to be easy, but do it, because what I don't want anyone to do is to look back and go, woulda, coulda, shoulda. No, don't let someone who's in business and can be the same business as you seem like it's competition. No. You compete against yourself, and you're trying to do better than what you did yesterday. So don't look at somebody else's walk and think, oh, my God, they're already here, because I used to do that. Now I just jump, and I'm like, okay, God, what are we doing next? And you got to be okay with where you at and how it's going, because it's your story, not theirs. And just because you see where they're at, you don't know how they got there. So don't judge what they're doing by where you're at and get disappointed with yourself. Trust the process. Jump. And I mean, go all in. Invest in yourself. It's the biggest thing you can do in life is investing in you.
Wow, absolutely. Let's talk for a moment about your, because I did come across that when I was doing my research and had it written down. So let's talk about being, and I remember
yes,
you share with us how you felt when it first launched and how all that worked.
Oh, my God. So I won't lie. I was in tears because when God gave it to me, he literally just gave that to me months ago. And I mean months. And so remember I said, I believe now, just jump and go when God says go. So when he gave me the magazine, it's named after my grandmother and my mom. It's called Vidal, the Vidal magazine. And I had all these plans for it. And God was like, no, your first issue is going to be this. So the first issue that's out right now is actually the dedication issue. God was like, I just want this to be a dedication issue. And I'm like, okay, God, okay. So I dedicated to people, but when we talked about what do I do for myself, I dedicated this magazine to myself also, because it's been a lot of work that I have done over the years, and I never pat myself on the back. So when he told me to do this magazine, I'm like, okay, what type of magazine are we doing? He said the same thing that you are, inspirational. Make it to where people want to read it and, you know, make it personal. And so that's what the magazine is. It's very personable. You right now, you ain't going to see no celebrities. You're not going to see that. What you're going to see is real-life people, real-life things, especially with our new issue coming out in January. You're going to see those real-life stories, those things that's going to touch you. You're going to be like, oh, man, somebody who feels like this. Not celebrities, because, you know, we read celebrity news all the time. We see it online. But this right here is going to allow you to really see and be like, oh, my God, like, I see myself in this. This person is just like me, and this person is an everyday person just like you. And so I want people that they can relate to, and I mean really relate to. Not saying we can't relate to celebrities like that, but we got people with stories out here, and that's what I want to capture, those stories.
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited about that. That's the whole premise of this podcast, is to give women that platform to really share their stories. And I get so encouraged every single time that I speak with someone on the show. It's one of the reasons I love this show so much. Thank you so much, Shatoria, for being here today. You have been so inspirational, full of energy. I know myself and everyone who listens to this conversation will be inspired and encouraged to be the best them they can be. Let the audience know how they can stay connected with you.
Absolutely. You can definitely catch up with me on all social media, but IG, I am_Shatoria. Also with TikTok is I am Shatoria, and Facebook, I am Shatoria. So you can definitely reach out to me there. And also you can check out my personal Facebook page, which is the same as all other pages, Shatoria Faith Christian, where you can also reach me. And then my website is iamshatoria.com.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you again for being here today.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you to our audience for tuning in to today's edition of Dream by Design. I'm your host, Melissa Banks, saying all your dreams are possible. Believe in yourself, work hard, and don't quit. Until next time, thank you for choosing Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Enjoy your day.